From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella has our extremely local news report. Hi, Jen, and what's going on with the CTA? Faster trains on the Blue Line, huh?
Yes, some good news. Good morning. The CTA, which the Blue Line, as of last year, or 2019, which seems like forever ago, was the most crowded train line on the CTA. Anyone who lived along the route could tell you that once you hit Division Street, when you're going downtown in the morning, you have to let, like, three or four trains pass you before you could even squeeze in. It was a very big problem. And our reporters who cover the neighborhoods all along that CTA route would go to meetings and people would just be furious. Like, you know, we moved to be closer to the train and this is just ridiculous. So the CTA said at the time, due to the capacity of the tracks, there wasn't really much they could do to increase the number of cars on the tracks. So they needed faster trains. Finally, they've arrived just in time for us to have record low levels of CTA ridership.
Well, they'll be ready when everybody comes back.
Exactly. So these 7,000 series rail cars are being tested along the Blue Line right now. They're the most modern train cars in the country, and they're supposed to be really fast and really safe. They have a touchscreen for the conductors and more space inside for people to sit or stand, just like more space efficient with the way the seats are set up. All along the Blue Line. So now the Blue Line, due to pandemic numbers, is the second busiest train line in the system. But based on the development along that, it should come back if commuting downtown does return to normal eventually. So hopefully when people are ready to hop back on the CTA Blue Line, there won't be as much congestion, because I'm sure getting right back into a jam-packed train car is not what we're wanting to do right after
no.
the pandemic.
No, we're used to our space. Well, they'll have the most modern train cars in the country, won't they?
They will.
Let's talk about Guthrie's in Wrigleyville. A lot of people are excited about this, aren't they?
Yeah, so Guthrie's Tavern, it was one of the first bars to announce its closure when the indoor dining ban and the restaurant or bar ban kicked off last in 2020, and people were devastated. It's just such a popular spot in Wrigleyville. People would go and play board games. It's just very charming and cozy. Well, fortunately, someone has bought it. The details are scarce at the moment, and we're working on getting more information, but they said it is reopening. It is going to be the same Guthrie's that everyone loves since 1986. And they're going to be reopening, so it's not closed after all. So some good news out of the many closures we've seen throughout this pandemic.
The beloved board game bar at 1300 West Addison coming back. And you have some good news about Block Club Chicago. Tell us about the podcast.
Yeah, so the theme of my stories that we talked about this morning are good news, and I think that in this time period, we could all use a little bit of good news.
Mm-hmm.
So we have decided to launch a podcast. It's called It's All Good, and it goes a little deeper in some of the stories that Block Club tells about people doing good stuff in their neighborhoods. The first episode is live now, and I think that you and I have discussed the topic of the first episode, which is Chef Mike. He started Taste for the Homeless in Chicago, where he brings meals and good meals to people experiencing homelessness across the city. He started out as a drug dealer in the projects and used his drug money to help feed people in the projects. So he left that life behind, but he's continued to dedicate himself to helping others, and it's just an amazing story. And every week, you could just listen to It's All Good and, you know, get some good news, get some light and some inspiration from your fellow Chicagoans. And it's hosted by John Hansen, who is a regular on WGN. So hopefully you guys could check it out. If you go to our website now, we have all the links to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
And tell Hansen that when he closes the podcast, every episode should end by him saying, and be sure to hear Block Club Chicago reports on the Bob Surratt Morning Show between 5 and 9 a.m., and they call it extremely local news. All right, you got that?
I love it. And if any listeners have a good story to share, at the end of every episode, we're going to be featuring voices of Chicagoans. So, you know, you have a piece of good news that you want to tell the world, you can leave a recorded message, and we'll play it on the podcast.
We need that. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.